Now, look who's just popped into the studio. It's Glenn Willman from Legacy Caboolture. Hello, Glenn.
Hi, hello, Rosemary. How are you?
Really good, really good.
Oh, I must admit, firstly, Rosemary, you look differently than what you did on Saturday when you were freezing cold and wet.
A little bit wet, Glenn, but this is what we're talking about. Tell us. I mean, you are incredibly proud of our school children. Tell us a little bit about that.
Look, I'd love to, Rosemary. Firstly, I'd like to just quickly say something regarding to the Dawn service.
Yes.
I'd like to personally thank the Grace Lutheran College. That, look, they seemed so beautiful. To have a choir at our Dawn service was really great. And that went across exceptionally well. Our president, Kerry Tompkins, did a fantastic job in her address. And of course, mentioned our local battalion, 9th Battalion Royal Queensland Regiment, which is local, were the first to land at Gallipoli. And that was brought into her address on Saturday. But mainly, Rosemary, I want to get back to the main part, and that's the main march. And particularly later, when it started to rain, probably 5 minutes into our ceremony, of how proud, and today how proud I feel of all those children that were involved, not just Army cadets, not just Air Force cadets, not just the Cataphract Party, but those parents that brought their children along to attend and be present for the main service. Look, mums and dads, school teachers, you can be very, very proud. Those children made me feel so proud that I'm a member of not just this community, but I'm a member of Australia and a person that's been involved in it for many, many years.
Yes.
And look, I feel so proud of them.
And Glenn, to see them all there wringing wet and just continued to be in awe of what they were doing and watching so diligently, it was, as I said before, goosebump material.
It
really
certainly was, right? It certainly was.
Well, listeners, there you have it. That's what community is all about. And I think the future of ANDAX Day is in good hands with the resilience of those wonderful students that they've demonstrated. And Glenn, thank you for coming in to acknowledge our youth. You've been listening to Glenn Willman, OAM, saying thank you to our young students and their parents who braved the inclement weather on ANZAC Day 2026. I think it's all in good hands, Glenn. Thank you.
It is. Thank you, Rosemary.